Morning Watch, Philippians, Week 1, Friday Related Verses, Philippians 1:12-16. 12. Now I want you to know, brothers, that the things concerning me have turned out rather to the advancement of the gospel. 13. So that my bonds have become manifest as being in Christ among the whole Praetorian Guard and to all the rest. Footnote 1, in Christ refers to for Christ's sake. Footnote 2, Praetorian Guard refers to the Imperial Guard of Caesar. 14. And most of the brothers, being confident in the Lord because of my bonds, are more exceedingly bold to speak the word of God without fear. 15. Some preach Christ even because of envy and strife, and some also because of goodwill. Footnote 1, some preach Christ even because of envy and strife refers to those Christians who were opposing Paul and his ministry. Even at the apostles' time, there were some who preached the gospel out of envy of Paul and in strife with him. 16. These out of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. Acts 20:23-24. Except that the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in city after city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But I consider my life of no account as of precious to myself, in order that I may finish my course in the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus, to solemnly testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Philippians 1:19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation, through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Colossians 4:2-4. Persevere in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us also, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, because of which also I am bound, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Related reading. The Greek word rendered advancement in verse 12 refers to the advancement made by pioneers who cut the way before an army to further its march. Paul's sufferings made such an advancement for the gospel. Paul was a pioneer cutting the way so that the church as the army of God could march on. He knew that his sufferings were preparing the way, even the highway, for the advancement of the gospel. Apart from such sufferings, there would not have been this advancement. Even we today are marching on the way cut by Paul in his sufferings for the gospel. Throughout the centuries, much debris has been thrown on the highway to block the way cut by Paul. Today, there is no need for us to cut another highway, but there is the need to clear the one cut by Paul. Even this causes enmity, but we have been commissioned by the Lord to clear the way so that the church may advance. For many years, we have been helping to clear the way, and we trust that the young generation in the Lord's recovery will march on. We expect that sooner or later, the Lord's people will travel on the way that is being cleared for them. In verse 14, we see that, far from being a discouragement, Paul's imprisonment was an encouragement to the brothers to speak the word of God without fear. I expect that instead of discouraging us, the opposition today will encourage us to speak the word of God with boldness. May all the saints be stirred up to speak God's word. In chapter 1 of Philippians, a chapter on the fellowship unto the gospel, Paul says that some preach Christ out of envy, strife, and rivalry. Those who preach Christ out of envy, strife, and rivalry certainly do not have the fellowship unto the gospel. If we do not have this fellowship, we cannot have the experience of Christ. I am very happy that the young people are zealous to preach the gospel, but now I must ask whether or not in their preaching of the gospel they have the experience of Christ. This depends upon whether or not they have the fellowship unto the gospel. It is not a simple matter to have this fellowship. It requires that we put ourselves, our ambition, our reputation, and our position aside. This is a real killing. The fellowship unto the gospel kills the self, the flesh, and the natural man. It also kills our ambition, desire, preference, and choice. This is the reason that the fellowship and the preaching of the gospel causes us to experience Christ. Thus, in Philippians, the first way to experience Christ is in the fellowship unto the gospel. In 1:15, Paul says that some also preached Christ out of goodwill. These were the ones who had fellowship participation in the preaching of the gospel with Paul, and worked together with him for the defense of the gospel, preaching Christ out of love.